Hey, thanks for tuning in. I'm Sharita, and this is Spaz.
What's good, Luz? Welcome to Spaz. Thank you guys for tuning in. It's another episode. This week's episode is simply just going to be about realization and certain things that I am accepting, putting in place, and coming to terms within my life. And just, you know, where I'm going to be going from here and, you know, just certain things that I've made, set in stone and about to be putting into place and, you know, just much needed decisions that I feel, has been a long time coming and that needed to happen. And I just wanted to come on the mic and holler at you guys. Mic check one, two. My mic sounds good. And just share, you know, my thoughts with you guys. So if you guys is curious to know what I'm speaking about, let's go. What's good, y'all? And so as mentioned in the intro, this is going to just strictly be about realization and subconsciously, just kind of, you know, This week's episode, as mentioned in my intro, is going to strictly be about awareness, my self-awareness, just a certain realization that I'm coming to, and things that I think that I already like subconsciously already knew about myself. And, you know, just coming to terms with certain things and putting certain things into effect. And it just comes with myself, you know, overall. And so it goes on to notice, you guys know I come on the mic and I don't really give two fucks about being judged. I mean, you know, honestly, thankfully, I haven't really been judged. I've been received pretty well. And for that, I'm very grateful. So thank you guys who do listen, who do receive me well, who don't judge me, people who have had conversations with me on certain tips and notice. It never goes unnoticed. Not one certain thing goes unnoticed. I don't give a fuck if it's an audience of five. It's appreciated. It really, really is. But, you know, I'm the kind of person, I mean, as you guys know from listening, I definitely sit within my thoughts a lot. I'm alone a lot of times. And it's not that it's a horrible thing. I really appreciate it. I actually love that. And I really do appreciate that I'm the kind of person to where I'm okay with that, because I do know that that's a struggle for some people. And to be 100 with you guys, whoever struggles with that, I do hope that that's something that you get over, because it's really important to sit in silence with yourself at times. It's important to be at peace with your own thoughts and just to have fun with just you, like, you know, just with your solo being. You know, relearning yourself and where you are at in the now, in the present, all that kind of stuff is really important. I can't stress it enough. And I know a lot of people speak on it, and a lot of people probably desire to be that way, but for some reason they have some type of a fear or a certain type of an uncomfortability with those kind of things. And man, I promise you, man, it's I don't know, like I can't describe it, but it's the best feeling in the world to me to just be solo right now. And so that leads into what I'm, you know, getting ready to share. And so lately I've been sitting back thinking, and I've had moments of, you know, when I first went on a major solo tip years ago, it was first reason is I was going through, it was like my first breakup in my early 20s. And I was just, you know, relearning myself. I was completely heartbroken at the time. And I just needed to sit with myself. I needed to be single for a minute and really just sit with myself. And at the time I was transitioning to being a young lady. I was in my early 20s, as I mentioned. And I realized that, I mean, I completely and utterly fell in love with myself, like truly just with myself and being by myself and cracking myself up, listening to my own thoughts, moving how I wanted to move, just being in tune with oneself, literally. And then, you know, I had to learn, I went through this phase twice, actually. Then I had to learn how, you know, take myself and be okay with others or be around like-minded people and go from there and so forth. Then my sister became a mom, and that's normally who I rock with on the mainly, especially because my closest friends don't really necessarily, I don't see them on a regular. I do got close friends that are 5 minutes away from me, but it's a different, I have different relationships with everybody, you know, that's in my life. And I appreciate that. I like not having the same relationships with certain family members and my friends. I like that things are different. And it has a lot to do with why I like to have one-on-one relationships with everybody, period. It's just, I don't know, it's easier. I feel like people could be more of their self when they solo. I'm going to be myself regardless, period. But I'm a little bit sensitive and understanding to the fact that no matter what people say, that ain't always a fact of people. Some people are different in bigger crowds. And so when my sister ended up becoming a mom, I really had to like move like really solo, go out because I trust my sister, with everything about me, everything with my being. I trust her going out. We damn near move alike. I mean, the older we get, we definitely don't fully move alike. You know what I'm saying? Things are different. You kind of, you know, we obviously, I'm Sharita, she's, you know, Mary. But everybody was so used to seeing us together as well. We're like a pair. We always have been. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm really grateful that I got that kind of bond with my sister. Shout out to any sister out there that understands where I'm coming from, or any sibling in that nature that understands what it feels like to be really, really close with your siblings. It's a beautiful feeling. But so at that time, you know, my sister couldn't move and do everything that I was doing because, you know, she was with child. So then at that point, I was a grown woman. She was a grown woman at the time. My sister had her babies in her late 20s. And so we're like grown at this point. And so I was moving different. That's when I really started learning how to like just, you know, get out there and move solo, because I didn't really, you know, I just didn't think to invite certain people, certain places. And I really was able to focus on what Sharita liked and what she liked to do, what made me happy by myself. And I was doing this, granted, y'all, I was moving like this in a relationship. Some people may think that that's unhealthy. Some people may have an understanding of that, and some people may respect it. Some people need that. Some people need to know how to not be so codependent on your partner, your husband, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, whatever the case may be. I think it's always important to know how to do for self and be by yourself, period. I don't give a damn what, you know, where you stand in life. That's just an important thing to fuck with yourself. And then I had to get to a phase of knowing how to, I've already talked about this before, so it's going to be kind of repetitive to people who listen, but then it's important to know how to vibe with people and be around people and whatnot. Don't be a fucking weirdo and you just don't know how to conversate. For me, that's never been an issue because I love conversation. I really do. It just stimulates my mind. From friends to crushes to handsome dudes to ugly people to ugly girls to beautiful. It don't matter. Like, I love people. Same time, underlining, side note, people also get on my fucking nerves. And so it's weird. I don't know where the balance is with that, but as much as I love people, people also make me sick. I guess it's an equal behavior. If you guys happen to hear an alarm that goes off in the background, that's me cooking and I need to stop my meal. But anywho, back to the point. And so, you know, recently I've been sitting with myself, especially because, you know, y'all know I'm newly single and I've been, you know, in a process of, I guess, I don't know, quote unquote dating. But that's kind of part of what I had to come to terms with. The people, the friends that I've had so far, on a quote unquote dating tip. First of all, let's be clear. I've never really properly dated. I think I've talked about that before too, but I never really properly dated, meaning, and in my mind, if I got to describe dating, I envision dating to be, you know, getting out, learning somebody new, having fun with them, sharing common interests, and enjoying each other's company. Whether that just be sitting at the house watching a movie, walking, going on a long walk. And I really do. And I know that sounds corny as fuck, but I genuinely, genuinely, genuinely love a good walk. I just do. Whether that be a hike, whether it be me walking around the park multiple times, whether it be me walking to the park, walking to the store. I really love a long walk. And it's simply because what do you do when you're walking with somebody? You normally talk. I like to talk. And I like to listen as well. Like that's the best way that you can get to know somebody, right? Have time to talk to each other, get to know each other, pick each other's brains, ask whatever questions that you know you want to know and that you need answers to, whatever the case may be. And that's what I really envision dating, going to dinners, going to movies and, you know, shows and so forth. Never really properly did that. And if I have done it, I never really did it with like a complete stranger. It was always with somebody who I either knew from back in the days, from school, somebody that was a friend at one point in time, somebody that a friend told me about that I knew, whatever, you know what I'm saying? It was, I've only met like, I have a handful of people that I have like met on a fluke and I'm just out and about, and some strangers that I've met and mingled up with and I end up liking, and we went on a couple of dates here and there, but nothing really came of it. I could truly say that. I might have some fun with them here and there, depending on what stage I was in life, but nothing really truly, truly stemmed from it. So I never really considered myself a big dater. And that's something that I've really been curious about. And that's something that I think everybody deserves to do. I think everybody deserves to get out and date and be happy. And, you know what I'm saying? You know, just share your space with somebody and, you know, enjoy somebody's company. And with that being said, I started noticing that I was subconsciously allowing my, I don't really want to say confusion, but at the same time, that's literally the word that's coming to my mind. So I guess that's what I'm gonna run with. My confusion of dating and, my uncertain behavior of dating, and that's not the word I was trying to say. I'm pretty sure whoever listening to this, you know exactly what I'm trying to say. I just can't pronounce the shit right now, but whatever, let's move forward. My uncertain behavior of dating, as well as my confusion of dating and fucking, whether it be, I never really had a proper one-night stance. I always, you know, the people who I've quote, I can count, but the few guys that I've had quote-unquote one-night stance would always end up being somebody that I keep, you know, talking to and continuing to have conversations with the one night, even though like just kind of just how it runs. And I think that's just kind of a vibe that I personally put off. And I think that's kind of what I connect. I mean, what I attract. I used to have moments where I never really wanted that. I really wanted to experience what a one night stand was. Well, you know, fool myself, because it never really worked like that. And it ain't nothing that you should want to get out and force. I think things like that just kind of come naturally, and it just naturally didn't come for me. But then, you know, confusion on, well, I guess why I was saying confusion from jump was confusion on dating and when to give the body, when not to give the body. At the same time, sex is sex. Sex is sex. And I don't really like to think too much of it or into it. Sometimes I just want things to flow. And if I felt like fucking, we gonna fuck. If it just kind of led that way, that's just kind of where it goes. One thing that I've come to realizations with is I never been somebody that was intrigued with fucking, but then at the same time, I don't mind a fuck. So it's weird. So just coming up with age and in this new day and age, you know, coming into my adulthood and my womanhood and in this new day and age, I had to really understand and realize that those are things that are truly different. Right now, and I don't mean like, you know, handle it different. I mean like it's just that's a different meaning in today's world, because dating is different. But at the same time, just because it's a difference in the meaning in today's world, I had to come to realization that that doesn't mean that my personal belief and my standards of dating has to be damned to hell with society's. You know what I'm saying? It's meaning, you know, what I mean by that is, I don't have to sit back and change my vision of dating or what I desire out of a quote unquote dating phase just because we're in a drought of dating, or, you know, niggas ain't out here acting right, or people are afraid to date, or, you know, everybody else, you know, envision of dating is different and, you know, so forth like that. I ain't got to really, you know, submit to that type of a mind frame or that type of behavior, especially if it's something that I know deep inside I'm not with, and that's not who I am as a person. It just really ain't who I am as a person. Not saying that I ever, you know, wasn't who I am and, you know, in dating people, because I'm always myself. It's just certain boundaries that I just came to understanding that I'm going to just set free and clear. I made the decision to practice being celibate. And I'm choosing the power of my pussy, plain and simple. And I'm putting the power of my pussy first. And I'm choosing to not share something that I know is that much of a prize and that I know is that great with just any old nigga or just any old guy. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to do it. It's plain and simple. I don't want to do it. I'm over it. I'm tired. I'm tired of niggas and just, you know, how things have been going. I'm tired of sharing that much of that intimate part of me with some people who I just feel are very undeserving. And I'm going to give a couple examples of, you know, what I've been exposed to in dating to where I just had to kind of put the brakes on shit and just come to terms and be like, you know what? I'm good off this shit and it's not worth it. Like this bullshit ain't worth it. This ain't shit but fuckery. And I don't want to partake in it. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing partaking in this because I'm literally not that woman. I'm not that girl. I'm just not. And it's okay that I'm not. And I'm not going to force myself to be in what the fuck is a dick. You know what I'm saying? Especially because, I mean, I definitely got a lot to learn about it and whatnot because I don't know too much about it. I just know that I just choose not to fuck right now. I don't want to give my body or my temple to a man until I literally physically, mentally, and spiritually know that it's time. And I'm trusting the utmost, the universe, God, that he, you know, it will be shown to me when it's time, plain and simple. And I don't care if that takes a long time or anything like that. I ain't got nothing to lose. Actually, I got a lot to lose. And I feel like I got myself to lose in the process of this whole quote unquote dating. Now, do I still want to be out here and going on dates? Absolutely. I'm still open to it. Because in order for me to find somebody or for, you know, for things to get brought to me, I got to be open to it. But at the same time, I'm not going to be putting myself on the back burner or things that I got going right now, goals that I need to be meeting on any kind of a back burner because I'm getting distracted in any physical way, shape, or form. And I start noticing myself low-key getting distracted. And that's where I had to like really just draw the fucking line and get real with myself, had that real ass conversation with Sherita, which is funny, which is why it's really important to fuck with yourself because I know how to check myself. And I've been going through a battle with my own, you know, self mentally, physically, you know, emotionally and whatnot. And just, you know, I'm 30. I don't have any children. I'm a woman. I definitely, you know, it's natural to, you know, get pressure. Like right now, my parents, oh my God, especially my father, it's crazy. But my parents, they don't constantly look at me, but they have their moments where they look at me and my dad or my mom will say something like, you know, we're just waiting on you to have a kid. And especially now that I've been single and my mom looks at me like my mom has told me like, you seem like you're so comfortable being alone. Are you okay? And I'd be looking at her like, damn. Yeah, I'm good. Like, what you mean? Like, why can't I be alone? But, you know, my mom has always been a woman who, and I think a lot of old school women are like that. My mom never really cared for being by herself. Never. My mom has always been the type of woman that was low-key, like, codependent on a man and having a partner and just having company around her and whatnot. And I'm not like that. I've never been like that. And I think that it irritated me as a little kid growing up and seeing her like that. I never understood why she couldn't be alone. I never really asked or questioned like why me and my sister aren't enough, nothing like that, because I knew that we were more than enough for her. I just knew that my mom always seemed to need and yearn the compassion of a man. And with that being said, she would let it like, you know, just control her, you know, just really, really take over her at times. And just, I don't know, it had a major toll on her and it shifted her. It changed her life in a lot of ways. Some for the good, some for the bad, mainly for the bad growing up. And so now as a grown woman, when she sees me solo, she's always asking me like, are you okay? Are you sure you're okay? My dad would ask me here and there as well. He doesn't really press it like my mom, but he'll definitely ask me, you know, from time to time, like, are you okay? Like, is everything okay? I just, you know, I hope you have a daughter. Are you going to be like my brother? You know, water break, you guys. Keep yourself hydrated in these hot ass days, man, because it's been hot as fuck. But are you going to be like my brother and not have any kids, you know, blah, 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 whatever. I'll be looking at my dad like, y'all tripping. I know my parents, because I feel like I know that I'm going to be a mom one day, because it's I don't see myself. I don't see God allowing me to be who I am and not putting my love and sharing my energy with the child, with my child, with my blood, if I got to speak that into existence, because adoption is beautiful and everything like that. But I know that I'm going to shed blood over my baby one day. I know that. And when I mean shed blood, I mean give birth to my child. And so I'm not really concerned about that. And I definitely don't feel old as long as I keep myself healthy and my baby is made out of love. That's really all I can ask for. And I know that that's my heart's desire. And I never question God and providing me with what I really, really desire, you know, and it may take some time, but it always comes to light that I know. And some of my parents ask me these things. I just be looking at them like, man, yo, chill. Like, it's not really that big of a deal. Like, what y'all for to realize is like I said before, it's a lot. If you really look around yourself or you look around in society right now, especially within my generation, you see a lot of women having babies within their early 30s, mid 30s, and damn near late 30s. I don't really see myself having babies in my late 30s, but if it happens, it happens. It is what it is. I might just have to limit how many kids I have, whatever. So what? That's just, you know, it is what it is. I'm bothered by that. But I start thinking to myself that the people that I've been entertaining right now, I'm not going to say they're jokes, but I just have to come to terms where it's like, yo, like time, this ain't the time. It just ain't the time. It ain't the time for me. It ain't the time for them. And if they think, okay, and it's funny, like, you know, quick thing. I have a friend and in his mind, you know, he's always using that term, like we're dating. Like we're dating right now and blah, blah, blah. And I'm always looking at him and I've asked him a few times, like, okay, so what's dating to you? And in my mind, like I said before, I never really fully, truly dated. And I think that dating is getting to know people and, you know, like I mentioned before, having fun with them, enjoying each other's company, going out, sitting in house, whatever. And I don't feel like we do that quite often. Like, you may come through, but I start feeling like, you know what I'm saying? We be on some fuck shit. And it's funny because this is something I asked from jump when this person came into my life. Like, okay, let's set the boundary right now, because when I'm in a single phase and I'm really in, that's just kind of how I am. I'm a very, very realistic person. I'm a very, very realistic woman. And I think that a lot of guys have an image of girls being women being needy and whatnot. And you know what? For the record, men and women, there's no problem with being needy, because I'm going to get into that too. There's absolutely no problem with being needy. Don't ever feel bad for feeling like your needs ain't met, or that you need attention, or that you desired attention, or you want it to be about you. You want somebody that's checking up on you on a regular. You want a man to be all about you. You want a woman to be all about you. You absolutely deserve that. There's nothing at all wrong with that. And I had to come to terms that recently that I do have a needy personality as well. But I'm not needy to the sense of when it's certain things that are set and understood from the beginning. Once I set whatever boundary that is, that's where I'm going to run with. And so if I set a boundary, so I'm on some like, you know what, we just friends with benefits and we on some fuck shit. That's what we are literally going to be moving forward, unless like something just sporadically takes a turn and we both are kind of both on the same page and we go on. Because at the end of the day, we both came to an agreement from jump that this is what it was going to be. So if things do obviously make a left and, you know, it's a turn, you know, obviously we're going to take that turn collectively. So we decide to be like, okay, you know what? Feelings are getting a little bit deeper, and how about let's take this to the next step? It's going to be a conversation. And so, you know, and I'm open to every step of the way. And so when I asked this question from jump, this particular person was on some like, you know what, like, you know, and I was like, you know, I just want to let you know, because if it really came down to it, I'm not into sharing the dick, because I'm not. Like, that's just what it is. Like, I don't really think no person is really into like sharing who they sleeping with and who they like and got feelings for. with anybody else. You know what I mean? Unless you guys are on some like real life friends with benefits fucking type shit. And that too can grow. There goes the alarm, you guys. 1 minute. Give me a minute, you guys. I'm sorry. All right, y'all. Thank you. I'm back. And I had to go ahead and let you guys play a sponsor segment really quick. Hope you guys are really enjoying those because, you know, they're kind of low-key awkward, but I like them. They're so cute. But anywho, so yeah, like, you know, I explained that from jump. Like, you know, I just need to know. I just needed clarity immediately before I got myself into some shit and before I allowed him to get himself into some shit. And that's just how I am. I like to, you know, I mean, let's just, you know, let's put it out there right now because at the time, you know, I've been knowing this person for a very long time. Can't deny that I never had an interest in this person. And I knew this person had an interest in me. And so I knew that there was a possibility that if we vibed, it could go somewhere. And so I needed to be very clear about where we stood with each other. And I know that sounds like crazy, like, damn, okay, from jump though, but only because of the history of our situation to where I needed to just be clear and I didn't want things to be misconstrued because at the end of the day, I was morally focused on making sure that no matter what, we had an understanding. So therefore moving, if it didn't work or whatever way, we would still be legit and still be solid and still be cool. Cause we were real cool. We were friends. I know, you know, been around his family for years, really got like real, real close relationships with his family. He knows my sister, has a relationship with my sister and whatnot, whatever. And so that's one of the main reasons why I went about the approach with me and him the way that I did. I wanted to just, you know, get clarity, like I said, and he painted a picture, you know, and the reason why I'm saying he painted a picture is because I don't think at the time he meant no harm. And because of the history and how I know that he's been trying to shoot a shot for a long time, like years, he's, you know, always made comments, always would tell me like, yo, like if you were ever single, like, you know, I've been liking you for this amount of time, blah, 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 blah. He was always sure of that. Always. Like if you just gave me a chance, da, 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 like years, he would say this. And so I just wanted to protect his emotions, his feelings, and protect mine and my emotion as well. I'm not a selfish person, y'all. Like for real, for real. I'm definitely a thinker, and I'm a reactor when it comes to certain things. And I believe in boundaries and respect. And I'm definitely a respectful person. And I 100% will treat you the way that I want to be treated, or the way that I feel that I can handle being treated, should I say? So he went on ahead to, you know, say whatever it is that he said. And honestly, we literally hit it off. It was actually really shocking how we hit it off, like the vibe that we have. We get along well. We're a lot alike. I got a list, you guys. I have a list that I keep with me, and he's in this particular person has a lot of things on my list. But that's not to get confused that it could be a lot of men out here on my list. And to be 100 with you guys, I don't really get out much. And right now I'm in a time period to where I'm not even allowed to get out and go do certain things much or travel much. I'm in a restricted time period in my life right now, unfortunately, but that too will pass. But, you know, just kind of what it is. So I can't even say, oh, I'm putting this all, you know, this is all, you know, oh my God, he meets every element and every quality of my list. When I ain't even seen Africa, Thailand, Iraq, you know, I ain't been around the world, you know, who's to really say I ain't really been across all my 50 states here in America. It's like to really, really say, you know, what it is, you know what I'm saying? So, hey, I don't want to ever close myself off to certain things. And I don't think anybody should want to close themselves off to certain things. I wouldn't want him to close himself off to certain things. And these are certain things that I communicate with him because, as you guys know, I'm a very open person. Like, I really mean that when I say that. I'm not just talking. And he definitely says, you know, I feel like he start whispering a bunch of sweet nothings. And I found myself really liking him more than what I thought that I would. And when I start liking him more than what I thought I would, then I start really questioning him. Like, okay, so what's up? Where do we stand? Are you talking to anybody else? Are you having sex with anybody else? And it wasn't that I was going to be mad if he told me yes, he was, or no, he wasn't, whatever, because at the time, we didn't really set boundaries to where we're exclusively, you know, dating each other, nothing like that. Not in my mind, have we? Which is why I'm asking for clarity. And he didn't, now I think about those are signs. Those are, it was a couple of red flags there, and it has been a couple of red flags that I've seen, that I was aware of. But then I was like, okay, let me see where this kind of further goes. And so as time went on, it's been some time now, months, and the red flags that I felt that I was seeing, you know, are to come about. So then I had to really start thinking about it. And, you know, there's been times where he's came over and we didn't fuck. We just kind of laid around, chill, talk, you know what I'm saying, smoke, whatever the case may be, just vibe. Because we definitely do vibe with each other. We did that. I can't even deny that. And I knew that it wasn't about the sex because, like I said, it's been multiple times where he'll come through and we ain't fucking. I do that if I like you enough. You know, I'm finna do that. Like, can we chill without fucking? That's important to me, you know, to take whatever level we are actually finna take. And so I know that we can do that. But then at the same time, I asked him one time, like, how would you feel, you know, if I fucked somebody else or if I was talking or dealing with somebody else? His response was, like, right now, like, as far as where we at right now. And mind you, in his mind, he always says, like, we're dating. He always says that, quote, unquote, we're dating. He even went as far one time to tell one of his friends or a family member, whatever the case may be. Me and he was talking. He told me that he had told them, like, yeah, like, she tried to break up with me the other day. And I had to stop him, like, what do you mean break up with you? Like, we're not in a relationship. You know what I mean? We never really made it official. See, one thing that I do know moving forward in my next relationship, I actually want to be, when it comes to me making my next relationship official, I want that to be clearly stated and understood. Because in my past relationship, it wasn't that way. We just kind of morphed into being a couple. So we never really had like an anniversary or anything of that nature. We just kind of, it just literally, when I say we morphed into being a couple, that's kind of what it was. And I didn't really like how that turned out. And that's something that always bothered me in my past relationship. So when he said that, I had to, you know, really get a clarity of like, what is it that you're saying right now? I'm trying to get understanding because in my mind, we're not dating. At the time, we never went on an actual date outside of my house. And that was an issue for me. Like, I don't want to see you just in my four walls. I mean, hey, granted, I like my space. I like being home. I'm a chill person, but nah, my nigga, like, I'm gonna want to go get something to eat. You got to feed me. Or, you know, I want to get out and take a walk, or I just want to get out and go listen to some music, or what's up with your partners? Can we link up with my friends and like go on a real date, go do an activity, go have fun with each other, go share a certain hobby with each other, things like that. And I was seeing that those are things that weren't happening. He would tell me that he's spontaneous. So I've tried to attempt to plan spontaneous adventures and he wouldn't come through. He wouldn't follow through. He would either be busy dealing with his family, his mother, or, you know, he was, you know, whatever, busy. But then I feel like he would turn around and be like, well, I know you're busy. No, my nigga, I think you're busy. Don't put that on me. So I didn't really like that misconception either, and that misunderstanding that was there. And it ain't like that. I didn't bring it to his attention when we talk about it. But see, that was an issue. I feel like I would bring things to the table and bring it to his attention, and it wasn't really nothing was done with the concerns I was bringing to him, another red flag. And so whatever the case may be, whatever, off that. So that's been kind of going on back and forth, you know, for some time now, to where I just have moments where I'm just like, yo, you know what? Like, I'm really over this. Like, I want to be more open to dating. I need to date other people, because one thing I've never done, I never dated multiple people, and dating is dating multiple people. And I've never done that. I don't have the patience to deal with more than one person. You know what I'm saying? Like, unless I can truly, like, that could really be understood from jump. Like, if I went on a date and he understood that, you know, we're dating and da 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 da, and that came up and I was comfortable to say, like, yeah, you know, ooh, excuse me, that's so rude. Ooh, I need to get better with my manners. You know, yeah, like, we're dating, blah, blah, blah. I don't even understand does that need to be a conversation? You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, I've never really fully dated before. So I don't even know, do you need to bring that up? Or is it kind of just is what it is? Is it just something that's kind of understood, that's unspoken? I mean, I don't know, because I'm also such a talker and I like to be aware. You know, I put shit on the table right away. And that's not always the best thing. That really, really, really isn't always the best thing. I haven't really fully learned my lesson as of yet, but got a feeling at this time that I'm going to be taking a loan. I'm going to learn that because I'm really about to, you know, do me and still be open to dating, whatever the case may be. And so when he made that comment, like, and he said, when I asked him that, like, would you be open to me dating or going on a date or sleeping with another nigga, whatever, how would you feel about that? He said, right now, like in this, like where we stand right now. And I was like, yeah, like right now. And his response was, I would be hurt. So I said, okay. So peep game. He said, I would be hurt. So I took that in, like, okay. And I'm thinking, and he's always telling me how much he likes me. He's always saying, like, I like you. You know, he expresses that all the time. And I don't fully question him in his liking me. But at the same time, I do kind of, we had a conversation about that recently. I do kind of be like, oh, for real, like, that's what's up. I kind of downplay it in a way. I'm not going to lie, I do. And I only downplay it in a way simply because actions will always speak louder than words. And for me, as of now, his actions don't show that he likes me. I don't feel like you do things that, you know, that I feel that you would do when you like somebody. I think that when you like somebody, you know, you make time for them. And ain't really so much of a good morning text, a good night text, and maybe a text throughout the day. Maybe, oh, wow. So I'm sorry, you guys. My earphones just came out, so I can't hear myself. Hold on. Give me a minute. Okay, wow. Malfunctions. My apologies, guys. My apologies. But anywho, maybe, and I think that right now in today's world, it's hard to date because that's enough for a lot of women. Like, you know, and for me, that's settling. But for some women, that's everything. Like, they are so turned on by a good morning text and then that's it throughout the day. You know what I'm saying? They are so turned on by a good night text or I'm thinking of you or whatever. Not, I'm going to need a little bit more, bruh. You know, I deserve a little bit more, you know, and I want you to be very, very sure, depending on where we're going. And if you supposedly are trying to pursue me in that way and you're trying to be exclusive with me, I need you to tell me exactly what you need from me. You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it that you need from me? What do you expect out of me? That's only fair. I'm telling you what I need from you. So, you know what I'm saying? Communicate that with me. That's communication. So that way we are constantly moving on the same page. We have this understanding. Things do go and they move naturally, but I think because me and him are literally so much alike, like I have a lot of shy ways about myself, y'all, like for real, for real. A lot of people who know me personally, because I have a hell of a personality. And like I said, I got a light around me and I just do. I have a radiancy of light just around me. I do. I attract people. I have conversations. I'm not afraid to mingle, have a conversation. I fuck with people. It's always a mood and a vibe. I could truly say that. And I'm aware of that. But when you get me in a one-on-one setting, and especially if I like you, I'm on some weirdo shy shit. I just am. Like, you know, it's hella awkward. I can't even describe it, but all I can say is that's who I am. And so, and I noticed that he has that about him too. So I'd be looking like, damn, like we both can't be on some shy shit here because shit ain't gonna get done. Like, who's gonna make the next move? You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, that's a song. That is a song. Who's going to make the next move? Who sings that song? Keisha Cole sings that song, I believe. But anywho, who's going to make the next move? You know, and I think about that with him sometimes. Well, I have thought about that sometimes with him. And it just, it's kind of at a standstill. And I don't want him misconstruing or anybody, any man that comes to my life with this kind of intention. I don't want you misconstruing titles. And you going, you know, you sit back and you talk about kids and everything like that, but you ain't talking about no like real commitment. That's hella backwards to me. How you gonna sit up here and talk about kids with me in the future and all that kind of stuff, but you ain't really sitting back and making no real commitments. And you are blatantly saying that you're out here fucking the next bitch. At the same time, because you're being so honest with me, I have no choice but to honor and respect that. I don't want that to be misunderstood. Like, anytime somebody's honest with me, especially when you're a man and you can be honest with me like that, I 100% respect that from gate, from jump. Like, that's just what it is. Like, that's you know, that's commendable. Like, you know, you're being a man, you're communicating this with me and I'm communicating this with you. So that kind of will be in the back of my head. Like, damn, I can't even fault him like that because he was 100 with me, keep it real. I did, like, moving, like, further on in it, I would have to like drag it kind of out of him because then he'll have a face where I could tell he doesn't want to tell me. Like recently I was on some like, yo, like when's the last time you had sex? And he was also like, oh, like, you know, like I just beat my meat. Nigga, we ain't fucked in a minute. And I can definitely, which is why it's nothing for me to make this decision. And I think this was, this has literally been a long time coming. I think it's a proper decision for me to make of being, you know, practicing celibacy. And so then I was like, do you not want to tell me? Like, are you afraid to tell me? And he was like, yeah, I don't really want to tell you. So whether you tell me or not right now, you just told me what you don't know. And so that lets me know that you have absolutely, you know, had sex. And so I'm and granted, I'm taking that in, you know, because at this point, I like this dude. It's been months. It's been well over 4 months. You know what I mean? Like well over 4 months. So I'm constantly talking to this man throughout the day. We spend time with each other. At the same time, I want to spend more time out of these four walls and whatnot, but whatever. I may text here and there with some other dudes that I still kind of keep in touch with, maybe on some flirt shit here and there, but for the most part, my time wise and, you know, who I'm sleeping with, because I don't really like a lot of confusion. I don't like a lot of bodies at one time. It's just not my thing, whatever. To where, you know, I'm mainly just, you know, fucking with you. And I don't want to get caught up into that. At the time, I was like, I don't really want to get caught up into this shit. I kind of want to be open-minded. I want to date properly. But I'm in a phase of understanding, and I just came to the realization that dating doesn't always mean that I got to fuck. You know what I'm saying? I don't got to fuck while I'm dating you. You know, I'm just truly getting to know you and enjoying your company. I'm just dating, and I'm dating multiple guys. And I think that it's easier for me once I understood that, you know, because I had some kind of a weird misunderstanding of thinking that, you know, when you get to know somebody, you like them. And if it just happens, it kind of happens. You just fuck. But now I'm on some like, nah, that's kind of crossing my boundary. And my boundary right now where I stand and where I'm at right now is I just don't want to fuck. I'm kind of debating on if it, and maybe somebody should holler at me because this is all new to me. Can I still get some head? Like on some real shit? Like, is it okay to get some head? I definitely know that it's okay to, like, you know, to make out and kiss here and there, but I'm not really big on kissing motherfuckers in their mouth. And so, and you know, honestly, dude, side note, it's a lot of dudes out here that be on that shit. Like, oh, I want to be kissing girls in their mouth and da da da. Lies. Bullshit and lies. Trust me when I say y'all be lying. You niggas be lying. You niggas, when y'all get in the bed, y'all pillow talk, y'all be on that kissing shit, y'all all into the foreplay. And I know plenty of my girls who don't really necessarily, foreplay is always great, but I got beast bitches that can just get in the bed and just fuck, you know, get the shit popping, get it wet up a little bit and just get straight to the point. Versus the guy who'll be the one trying to kiss and cut and all that kind of stuff. So quit, you know, honestly, y'all, do us all a favor and quit with that lie. Just stop it, because I know for a fact that's a lie. Just like I know it's a lie that motherfuckers be out here tomorrow, they don't eat the box. Yes, you do. And you guys eat the box with nothing in return. Stop doing that. I've experienced this personally multiple times. So just stop it, which is why I'm kind of iffy on if I want to give up the head part, because that's really all the part that matters anyways. But anywho, whatever, you know, just, you know, decisions, thoughts. It's a process. We're not going to rush anything. I'm just going to go with the flow. But one thing I'm not going to do is I don't really want to allow somebody to insert my temple. Sex is a big deal. I'm letting you insert my body. I'm literally sharing my body with you, and it matters. And it's so funny that this decision comes naturally for me, because I've always felt that way, that sex is a very intimate moment. And I just had little phases of wanting to get out here and fuck, but to be 100 with you guys, it was never me. It never came naturally, which is why I think that these little quote unquote one night stands I've had, they've always vowed to me and came. And I think they kind of got that move from me. Like, yo, like she ain't just no one night stand girl. Like she dope. Let me try to get to know her. Part of me gets guarded with that, because at the time I'm like, nah, I just want to fuck you. But at the same time, you hella cool. You dope. I love you. I love your mental. Let's talk. And let's keep a friendship, because I like to have respect. So I'm just, you know, sorting things out right now. But I just got tired of that. You talking about, you know, babies and families and all this kind of shit, but yet you're not really making no real moves towards that. You're not really saying like, hey, like I really want to date you exclusively. You know, I want to really take this to the next step. Like these are conversations that have not been had. And it's a conversation that I'm not going to force. It's something that should come naturally. So if it's not naturally coming right now, then I don't think that it's naturally going to come anytime soon. And I don't want to sit here and play with you or entertain it as if it's to come. You know what I mean? I just kind of want to be like, okay, you know, bet, you're a cool guy. like I said, from jump, it's always going to be good, you know? And I mean when I say homie to my word on that, because it will always be good. And that's just kind of where I'm at. But what really got it for me, there is this guy, you guys, that I met years ago. I was on a break from my previous relationship and didn't know and didn't think that I was going to be going backwards, because I think that was like a six to three month break. I don't know what it was, but anywho, you know, I was in the process of trying at that time. I was attempting to learn how to date and put myself out there and whatnot. Met this guy out in LA, great guy, grown ass man in his career, tall, handsome, assertive, communicated, God-fearing, family-oriented, grown man shit. Nigga could sing. He was romantic. He was solid. And he liked me. He truly did like me. But at the same time, in my mind, I'm like, this nigga, because he wasn't making no real moves. So I'm like, this nigga probably got a bitch in every state, because his career allowed him to go from state to state to state to state to state. He was a pilot. And I'm thinking, he is a pilot. And so, you know, but he made certain moves to where he flew into my little town. And my town is small. Like I live in a valley. And he would normally go into big areas, but he always told me he was always flying like other places, maybe across seas and all that kind of stuff. But he did say one time, like, yo, I really like you. And he was, like I said, God fearing. He had made a comment some years ago that I got a feeling that I'm gonna meet, you know, wherever I meet somebody, that I'm gonna get more trips here. He's like, I think you a dope ass chick. And I just got a feeling that I'm finna start getting more trips out here. And he did. He was constantly coming to Cali. And at the time, you know, things are different for me. I was able to move how I wanted to, get up and go when I please, take half days from work. And, you know, I could afford it. It was what it was. And so I was constantly meeting up with him, having fun, living. It was just like very spontaneous. And I loved it. I was having a great time. I genuinely enjoyed that phase in my little, you know, somewhat dating life at the time. I don't even know why I went backwards. But anywho, whatever. It's a different story. And it was great. It wasn't that really big of a commitment or nothing like that. But then one thing that kind of that I thought about recently, he would say that shit too. Like, hey, like, I feel like if we were to, you know, fuck around and have kids with each other, that I would be. And I don't really want to hear that shit, my nigga. Like, for some reason, that telecornia is a turn off to me. Like, cause that's not where we're at. These are not what you're trying to establish. And if this is how you're trying to establish it, for whatever reason, I don't think that this is how you establish it. How it comes off to me personally is I feel like the kind of vibe that they get from me, I think that they get the kind of vibe that I'm a grown woman. I definitely am wifey material. I'm definitely somebody that I would like to believe. Actually, you know what? I'm not going to say that. I'm going to have 100% faith in myself. I am somebody that I can see a man wanting to settle down with. I'm a solid woman. I could truly say that. I'm a good girl, solid young lady, got my own, do my own thing. I'm very headstrong. I'm not an insecure chick. I provide my own. I stand on my own 2 feet. I'm assertive in where I stand in life. I'm assertive in how I communicate with you. Communication is not an issue to me. You know, I'm a dope girl. I could truly say that. And so, you know, and you know what? Hey, any woman out there, shout out to my ladies and ladies only. Guys, I guess you too, but I really, you know, message to my women. If you know that you are a dope bitch, you're a dope woman, a dope girl, whatever you consider yourself, a dope queen, and I'm for sure a dope queen. I'm 100% aware of myself, and I love who I am. I love myself. And this is something that radiates off of me. It does. It just radiates off me. And I know that people feel that energy from me, as you should, because that's the frequency that I'm putting off. And if I'm aware of this, I'm not finna dim that for anybody. I don't give a fuck who you are. I am not dimming my light for nobody. Not a family member, not my parents. I'm not dimming my light for anybody unless it's God or the Most High, simply because I don't even have to say I can't dim my light. That's the only person who can dim my light, period, point blank. So it's okay for you to own it and to admit it and to say that out loud and to assert yourself of that nature. Because once you say that, that's where I can stand, and I'm okay with being who I am, because I can say that and I stand by that shit. And if I stand by that, I know that these motherfuckers out here feel that. You feel that energy, and so you act accordingly. But then at the same time, back to the story, because I know that I put this off, I feel like they would say certain things because they felt like that's what they needed to say to kind of keep me interested. When really, lo and behold, I'm really peeping game and I'm really looking at you. And I can't say like, okay, well, you know, Shruti, you were still kind of entertaining it. I low-key was, because I was on some, in my mind, subconsciously, I'm like, you know, I'm on some fuck shit. We just fucking and I'm chilling. I enjoy your company. You know what I mean? Like, that just, I love our conversation. I like having somebody to text at night in the middle of the night. I like to FaceTime here and there. I enjoy it. I enjoy talking to somebody. And a lot of us do. Excuse me. A lot of us are like that. And I think that's where the lines get blurred, you know, because that's not communicated well. That's not really put out there well. And I ain't got a problem putting it out there. I do think that I have to learn that there's a time and place for everything. And when do I put it out there? But then at the same time, I don't really think that I owe anybody anything for me not to put it out there. I think that I'm a single woman and those are my boundaries. And that's just kind of where I stand. And that's just kind of not even necessarily a boundary. That's just who I am. That's me as a person. And if we're getting to know each other, you're going to get to know that about me. You're definitely going to see that energy and you're going to feel that vibe for me, because again, that's what the fuck I'm putting off. And so with that being said, when they saying these kind of things, I take that like these niggas is pillow talking and it's kind of a joke. Like, for real, I kind of take it as a low key joke, because in my head, I know for a fact that you ain't really ready for that. Cause if you was ready for that, you'd be moving a certain way with me. You will be very assertive with me, period. You will move a certain way with me. You will have a certain expectation out of me. And as a man, I don't think that's something that you wouldn't communicate. And I think that's something that you really want out of me. You will make that clear as day. And I know this. I know this. And so if I'm not getting that vibe from you, you can't blame me or fault me for not seriously taking you seriously. And this is something that I had to, you know, explain to my, you know, my one of my friends, like, yo, like, you say a lot of things. He was expressing how he gets kind of like low-key frustrated because he feels like I don't take him serious as far as him liking me, whatnot. But in my mind, I'm looking at him. I just let him talk. And I didn't really reply like how I should have, because I feel like my reply would have been so nonchalant and so raw. I think that the conversation could have went left and it just wasn't the time. I was aware that it wasn't the time. So I didn't express it. Maybe down the line I will, you know, we talk again. I'm sure we're going to talk again. And at this point with this decision that I'm making, I'm going to have to express that to him. But really, my actions is moving based off of how you moving. And so you low-key are feeling annoyed and irritated. You feel like I don't take you serious or anything like that. But I'm confused on why you think that I should take you serious and move a certain way with you when you don't put things into stone like how they should. And I think a lot of women and a lot of people right now who are dating or dealing with somebody who have been, you know, quote unquote talking or dating. And I'm kind of over the talking phase. I think that we're either dating and getting into a relationship, you know, and working on, you know, being each other's, you know, most, you know, just a good match. And I see the light in you and you see the light in me. You see something that I can bring to your life. And I see something that you could bring to my life and we collectively build from there. And if we're not on that phase right now, you know, then we fucking, and if we ain't fucking, then, you know, you just doing you, I'm doing me, and I'm just living my life. And if that's the case and I'm out here being great on my own terms, which is where I'm at right now, let me be great. And that doesn't mean let me get out here and be fucking these niggas out here dating and whatnot. Let me accomplish my things in silent. Don't disturb me. Let me do me. Like, for real, just let me do me. Don't come trying to do the pillow talking shit because you think that you're whispering sweet nothings that you assume that I want to hear, because you feel like, damn, okay, this is a grown woman. So let me go ahead and, because what you're trying to do is, I feel like you low key trying to have like a sophisticated mouthpiece. Doesn't go anywhere with me. It's not attractive. It's actually a turnoff, and it just doesn't hold way with me, you know? So don't waste my time and don't waste yours, really. Like, we could just keep moving in the direction that we're moving. And you can kind of keep that shit to yourself. Don't assert that to me unless you know what the fuck you're asserting, really, you know? And I don't want to, and that's why I didn't say that, because that's exactly how it would have came out. And that's raw dog, but that's really how I feel though. Like, don't even, And because I know that that's not the best approach, I'm able now to be aware of that. And I'd rather not say nothing at all. I'd rather just kind of let him, you know, have his moment and vent. And then, you know, when the time comes and the words come out properly, they'll come. And so being that I'm just, you know, in a phase of, you know, setting things, sorting out things in my life and whatnot, and when I'm hearing this, you know, these words that I possibly can't take serious, at the same time, I understand that that could be frustrating on somebody's part, that when you keep on telling somebody how you feel about them and they're not receiving it, that may cause you to just kind of throw the towel in and go do you on the side. You know what I mean? I'm fully aware of that. I'm not going to make it seem like, oh my God, like he should just be all about me and me only. But like I said, I'm very much so actions speak louder than words. And I definitely believe that it's not so much of always talking about things. It's about really putting things into moments and actions and just making, you know, making shit happen. And I feel like real men move a certain way and real men make things happen. You know what I'm saying? I don't think that there's a man out here that can truly debate with me that if they see something that they want or that they like, that they're not going to go for it. Then they're going to be, you know, resilient in what they and how they go about it, and they're going to get what the fuck they want. It's as simple as that. I got too many guy partners that confirmed this for me, that we've had conversations about this before. So I can't play with you on that kind of a nature. And so when he said that, I was like, oh, okay, you know, bad. But I took it into consideration, and that was just something that I kind of noted about myself moving forward, because I do, you know, I'm learning how to date. So these are certain things I'm learning about myself and whatnot. And I apply everything. Anything that makes sense, I definitely do apply. So there's nothing that you're going to tell me that I'm not going to take heed to, that I'm not going to ponder or think about or kind of sit on. How long am I going to sit on it? How long will I think about it and ponder on it? Well, that depends. It depends on where I stand with you, what kind of influence you have in my life, and where you fit into my life, whatever the case may be, whatever. But with that being said, I started noticing a pattern. So this pilot guy that I'm telling you guys about, he came into town. Mind you guys, I haven't seen this man in like two and a half, maybe 3 years. And the way that I stopped talking to this man was kind of fucked up on my part, because I literally just like ghosted him. I just like went cold turkey, stopped texting him back. Stop FaceTiming him. He would FaceTime and I would end the call. I mean, I would like ignore it. I just went cold turkey. At the same time, I end up getting back into a previous relationship of mine that I didn't really know how to explain it to him. You know what I mean? Because I didn't know that because he started coming out way more frequent. So I knew he liked me. And I just didn't know how to explain it at the time, you know? And I kind of, if I'm gonna be real, I kind of low-key wanted to leave doors a little bit open, so I didn't really want to dead it all the way. I guess that's me being selfish. That was me being selfish at the time. So it just kind of died off. No real explanation, no real closure, nothing like that. But at the same time, I don't really feel like we were deep enough to need, like, quote-unquote closure. He would still hit me from time to time when he was in town, like, randomly would hit me, like, hey, like, I'm in town. I want to see what you got going on. Is there a way that you can, you know, make it to me, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, things like that. At the time, I wasn't, you know, I just wasn't entertaining it. I was in a relationship, and I'm pretty loyal when I'm in a relationship. Things are off bounds when I'm in a relationship, as it should be. And so, you know, I'm committed when I'm in a relationship. So I didn't entertain it. It just kind of was what it was. It was just kind of rolled off. And so recently, a couple days ago, he hits me up. He's in town. He's in town for like a week. That's the longest I've ever known him to like be in town. So I was like, damn, like, you know what? I haven't thought of it. And he had been crossing my mind too lately. So I was like, damn, it's hella random that he would hit me up. I'm actually shocked that he would hit me. I might make some time to go see him. Then I kind of was thinking about it, and I was like, if he really wants to see me, two things here, you guys. On a budget, gas is really, really expensive right now. And he's about an hour and a half away from me. And in my mind, I'm like, I really don't have it to like fill up my tank and like drive out there to him and then come back. Even though I kind of know that if I were to get out there, he's just such a gentleman to where I know he'd be like, hey, you need some gas. Let me fill up your tank before you go home. He's just that kind of a person. So inside, deep inside, I knew I didn't really have to worry about that. But then at the same time, I didn't want to go out there and just kind of depend on that either. I'd rather come out there kind of knowing that, you know, I kind of have my own and I ain't really got to depend on you to do anything for me. So I thought about that. At the same time, I'm like, I can make that happen, though. It's not really a big deal. I could take that drive and go. I have a Honda. Like, you know, I'm good on gas, whatever. I'm just sitting down thinking about things. I'm single. You know, I'm in a dating phase. He's a great guy. We definitely had a connection. I ain't got to fuck this nigga. Let me just go and see what's up with him. You know, see how he doing. Have a great conversation. We've always had an amazing conversation. We bonded as well. But something in my gut was like, hell nah. Like, if this man want to see you, he going to make a way to see you. It's as simple as that. The same way that I'm sitting here telling y'all, like, yeah, hour away, da 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 da. And he knows that because he's like looking it up, like how far he is from me and whatnot. And I know that you get company cars. I know that they, you know, it's nothing for you to rent a car and to take a drive. Nigga, if you want to see me that bad, you're going to either meet me halfway or you're going to come drive to me. That's just kind of where I was with that. And I set that in stone. I really like set that in stone and I communicated that with him. Then I asked him, and this is what got me and kind of like was a turnoff to me. Then I communicated with him like, yo, you know, you can always slide through to my house. And I want this to be clear. Just because I advise somebody throwing over, trust me, that doesn't mean we gonna fuck. It just, no. Because I definitely have my limitations and I'm not fucking anybody if I don't want to fuck. It's as simple as that. So I don't care if you come in my house. I don't, you know, you can lay, we can literally fall asleep on my couch and it's good and we literally are just laid up. I might just want to be on some cuddle shit. I might just want to sit up and talk all night. Whatever. We don't always gotta fuck. So guys, girls and guys, woman and man, whatever, don't assume that that's always that because it's not. Like, I'm telling you, it's not always like that. And it's never been. And if it's showing like that with us grown folks right now, we just don't be moving like that now. But anywho, so I made that clear to him. Like, hey, you can always slide through to my house. He goes forth to say, oh, I don't want to, what do you say? I don't know about that. I might get myself in some trouble if I come out there and see you. And I'm like, what the fuck this nigga talking about, right? And so I'm low-key like, what the fuck? Texting back like, what do you mean? Because it just, what the fuck is this man talking about? This is what I'm thinking. He goes on to say like, I don't know, man. Like, the way we vibe, like, I ain't seen you in a minute. I'm going to try to tear your ass up. And you know, in the way we be vibing, our conversations and whatnot, we might have Bleep Junior. His name, Junior. And I'm like, here you go with this baby talk shit. Like, do you, man, think that talking like that is going to get the panties dropped or that's a turn on or that gets in a woman's head? I don't know what it, for me, that's just annoying as fuck. Because I'm not, there's no way that I'm skipping relationships and intimacy and I mean, you know, just bonding, getting to know each other, dating, communicating, everything like that, and just going straight to like, yo, let's have a baby. Like, I don't move like that. And so that's the quickest way for me to literally look at you like, what the fuck are you talking about, my nigga? Like, you know, and I'm in a phase where back then I would have said it like, what the fuck you talking about, my nigga? That's hella aggressive though, right? That's hella aggressive, but that's literally how I am. So now with actually being aware of how I'd speak and whatnot, I'm not going to say it like that. I'm just going to be like on some like, okay, really bad. Or I might not even reply. I won't even reply. I just kind of like let it die down and I'll let you pick up another conversation, whatever. And I'm going to decide whether I want to engage in a conversation with you further or do I not want to engage with you further? Whatever the case may be, we're going to go ahead and go from there. So when he said that, I instantly was like, man, this motherfucker just talking. Like, you just hit me after a long time of not seeing me. Why would you? And I feel like it's how he said it and the way he went about it. I felt like, and I literally feel in my gut that he said that thinking that that was going to get him to, like, the next step or get me to want to be like, oh, my God, like, he wants to have a baby, like. Fuck, like, this man really likes me. Let me get in my car and, like, drive to him. On some airhead shit. Like, it's bitches out here that are literally that gullible. And I'm just not. Like, you can't really pillow talk me up like that. Like, I'm sorry. Like, that doesn't tickle my fanny. And it never will. I just don't think it will. And I think that the moment that it does tickle my fanny, you might be the real one. You may be the one. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's going to tickle my fanny, I'm really holding you serious. And that's when I have to come to the conclusion to where, number one, I'm in a phase right now of truly, truly getting some things in order with myself mentally and spiritually and everything else to where I just need to be still. You know, you guys, I attended a women's group, a women's Christian group a few weeks ago. A couple weeks ago. And I was invited by an old coworker of mine that's actually a friend of mine and like a newfound friend. Like I said, when you meet, there is times when you meet friends that work with you. And I'm not somebody that you can like bond with off top at work. Like I'm literally somebody that comes to work, does my job and keeps it pushing. I don't think I'm really going to try to like bomb on until I get like into my career or something like that. Because at this point, I'm making power moves with people when we're both in our careers and stuff like that. And I don't really feel like where I'm at right now in life, I'm not in my career right now. I just have a job. So I'm not really looking to do like long-term things with you. But I got a couple of people that I can say are friends that I feel will be at my 50th birthday, will be at my wedding when I'm getting married. Hopefully, if they're not old or they're not up to it because they got kids. And when I have my kids, they'll be there and so forth like that. I think I really think of long-term shit. I just do. I'm a long-term person. And she invited me to this group, and it was perfect, you guys. And I got a lot of answers that I know. I heard a lot of things that I know were meant for me, that were 100% meant for me. And it was a perfect environment. It was very small. It probably was about 8 women. 8 beautiful, strong Black women that were all spiritually enlightened, that didn't pass judgment. I came 1,000% as myself. And if you know me, I mean that when I say I came as myself. Out of respect for, you know, them being like church-going women and whatnot, but I'm not like a born-again Christian or anything like that. And I kind of keep a distance from religion because I don't like anything pressed on me at all. I don't like not a damn thing pressed on me, pressured with me, anything like that. Definitely not my word. I respect the word. I respect religion and whatnot, but I mean it when I say that I'm way more spiritual. And I understand that right now. I feel that people tend to say that, like, oh, I'm more spiritual than religion, da 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 da. But I really am. Like, I'm really in tune with myself and my relationship with God, to where I can't let not one pastor tell me where he thinks that, you know, where I stand with God. That's just not going to happen. I don't think that I'm going to stand in front of God and get left behind or get, I don't think so. Like, I don't receive it. I know that I'm covered and I'm loved and I know that God is real and I know that he's within me. I know that. I'm 100% sure of that. There's certain things that he exposes to me. There's certain ways that he's leading me and guiding me to where there's no way and guiding me as I am. The hot-headed cussing, don't give a fuck, smoking my weed, you know, having my drinks, drunk when I want to be drunk, you know, living my life. Like, you know, I can't have you preaching the good news to me because what it comes down to is we all, which was my point with these ladies, is everybody definitely does sin. And it's not really my problem or my concern about how the fuck you sin. I don't give a damn how you sin. That's the difference between me and you. And I'm not ashamed of my sin, my quote-unquote sin. I'm not, like, this is what I'm literally, I believe in coming as I am in any fucking atmosphere that I'm going to be in. That's just what it is. Will I respect the church? Yes. Only because I know how to act in church because I was exposed to church at a very, very young age. And us Black folks, we're taught how to carry ourselves in that kind of a, you know, environment, which is very important to me. I do think it's important for you to take your kids to church because it's a level of groundation and respect. The same way that it's another level of groundation and respect in sports, just certain things that you got to expose, and I'm open to it. And so this particular group, like I'm saying, these women were sharing certain, you know, things that they struggle with. And I'm talking about mirrored my struggles, but articulated it perfectly. I don't always have the best articulation because I'm such like, oh, this is how I feel, blah, blah, blah. It's always off dome, which is not a bad thing. That actually makes me who I am. I'm okay with that. But I go through certain, with age, the older I get, the more and more, I'm way more interested in the calm girl and how she speaks versus like the girl who's like turned and just, I'm real, I'm this, and I'm this and that. I personally have just a balance. I'm just me. I'm just Sharita. You feel me? Like, I'm just me. And I just naturally have a balance, you know, and which is a great thing because I can relate to both crowds. Like it's nothing. I'm talking about like it's nothing. And really and honestly, that's a gift. And that's something I have to be really, really aware of. It's a gift that I can relate to different types of people, different walks of life, different cultures. And I'm talking about, I got the whitest of the whitest friends and I'm still real nigga re. I'm still proud black girl Sherita. I'm still queening out here. I'm still proud of my melon. I'm still got my nappy hat on my head. I'm myself. Like I'm not coming at you speaking any kind of a differently. I'm not going to say quote unquote talking white because what the fuck is that? Education is education. Articulating yourself a certain way and being educated in how you speak. There's nothing wrong with that. So I'm not going to be saying like, oh, you're talking like a little white girl, but I'm not going to dumb down my people either. I'm not going to not sit here and acknowledge my culture the way that I do. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to dumb down my black this and black that because that's who I am. That's who I am. And clearly that's what attracted you and you respect that of me from jump. So why will I change that or silence that? I'm not going to do it. And so when I was in the midst of these women, I'm speaking on it and they didn't judge me. And I slipped up and said a couple of cuss words here and there and they didn't judge me. They looked at me and was like, no, sis, you know, like I do feel like, you know, Christians have a bad name and we have a bad title right now. Woo, woo, woo. And I'm looking at them like, you know, I respect that. You know, your walk is your walk and my walk is my walk. And as long as that's understood, they're looking at me like, bet. I mean, they, you know, that's cool. Like there's nothing wrong with that. And I genuinely felt like it was good. So I was like, yo, I'm coming back. I'm definitely coming back. And I told my partner, I said, you know, thank you for bringing me here. This was perfect for me. Perfect. A small amount of women. I can actually raise my hand, ask questions. They have a book going on that they're reading. I haven't bought the book that they're reading yet, but I definitely do plan on buying it and kind of, you know, really getting involved with them. I've been wanting to network more with a certain group of women. A certain element of a woman. I want to be around more women that inspire me in different ways, that level me up in different ways, that kind of low-key force me to keep bettering myself. Notice that I said keep because I already feel like I'm moving in a great direction. And I just want to make sure that that direction is going the proper way. And I know that God is placing certain things in me right now. That need to be. Why? How do I know that? I've been praying on it. For real, y'all. I've been meditating on it. I've been praying on it. And when I sat in their presence, I was like, thank you, Lord, you're answering me. And I'm listening. And I'm in a space to listen right now. So with all that being said, that all kind of comes into my conclusion of saying like, you know what? Last thing, I don't want to be distracted by man in the dick. I'm a woman. I got my needs and I'm definitely interested in dating because obviously I definitely want a partner. I want a companionship. I want that. You know what I mean? I want companionship, should I say? And I want a solid partner. I'm deserving of that. Everybody's deserving of that, but no rush, you know, on God's time, on the proper time, when the universe presents it, it comes, you know what I mean? It is what it is. I'm not pressed. I'm not angry. I'm not questioning it. I'm not bashing men like, oh my God, you know, niggas ain't shit. Da, da, da. What I am going to say is it's hard to date. You know, I'm for sure going to acknowledge that because it is. Dating is trash. You know what I'm saying? Those are facts. Like it kind of is what it is, but that doesn't mean that it's always going to be trash and it's always going to be hard. You know, it just nothing has presented itself to me because it's not the time. Why is it not the time? Because I finally realized that there's certain things I got to get done. For myself, and you know, it's certain things that I would like to experience solo and have the ability to be very proud of it by myself, and it's certain accomplishments that I want to accomplish for myself before God blesses me with my perfect partner. And I know that when it comes, it's going to be perfect. I know that. And so I want to prepare myself for that. You know what I mean? I want to prepare myself for myself when that happens because I'm not going to be the same person. Why? I'm not going to put all this work in to be the same person. I'm not going to have the same fucking relationship that I've had in the past. You know, I'm not even past what? Looking back where? You know, forward. And y'all know that's a word. That's a word for me, forward. And it's so funny how things come into full circle. Everything that I've been speaking on coming to flourishing. Like literally, it's coming to light and I know it. And I'm finally allowing myself to move with it, to like literally move with it, to let the light guide me. You know, I'm not asking any questions. I'm not going to say that I'm not going to ask questions on the journey. I'm a stubborn baby. God, you know what you created. And I always say that, you know, what's up? You know, you know what my life is going to look like from 50 years from now. You know what's up. So I'm definitely going to have my questions. I'm going to have my frustrations. I'm going to have my doubts. I'm going to be upset. I'm going to have my hurts. I'm going to have, you know, I'm going to have a lot of things that I'm dealing with, but it's going to be so beautiful. And so when I made the decision, I was just sitting down. I thought about it like, you know what? I'm not really pressed for the dick. And I don't know why I'm even fucking. Like, it's pointless to me. Like, I'm just, at this point, I'm just out here fucking to be fucking. And why do I want to do that? Like, who does that? Who does that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I can get out here and enjoy a man's time and his space and his energy without fucking each other. You know what I mean? As a matter of fact, we're really going to enjoy each other because we're not going to have any kind of a sexual distraction. Literally, and I finally accept it. You know what I mean? And I mean, I know that's not going to be a hard thing for me. I think that it's going to be a mind opener for what I attract moving forward, because at this point, that's a boundary. And I've set that in stone. That's a boundary. And I'm not going to allow anything to happen that I'm not ready for it to happen, that does not need to happen, that isn't supposed to happen. And I'm just going to trust it. I'm just going to trust timing, the divine timing that I believe in. And I'm going to understand. And I understand that it's out of my call. It's 100% out of my call and out of my hands. And I trust it. I trust it. You know what I mean? I can say it. And so, not to get things confused, I'm still very much so open in dating. I definitely would love to date at this point, because I'm not having the stress of, oh my God, so when is it going to be okay to fuck this man? Da, 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 or when is it going to be okay to do A, B, C, D? I'm not going to overthink shit. I'm just going to go with the flow. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. And I think that this is going to be a good spin for me. Not actually, you know what? I know that this was the next chapter and the next step in the little, you know, in the book that me and God are creating. You know what I'm saying? And those are the only two authors that I'm concerned about. Me, myself, and I, and God. You know what I'm saying? For anybody who's not religion, if God offends you, if you forget, universe, the Most High, it's all one thing. You know what I mean? However you relate to it or identify what it is, you know, so be it. That's just kind of what it is. But that's it. That's all. And it's funny because when I made that decision, I instantly felt lifted. Instantly felt lifted. The only thing that I'm really thinking about, and I'm not too sure if I'm contradicting myself or if I'm being selfish already, is, oh, does that mean I got to cut out the head? You know, does that mean I got to cut out, you know, a makeout session here and there if I want to have it? And where I'm feeling right now, I don't think so. I think that if it happens, it happens. But I still got my boundary that you're not going to enter the temple. You know, if I can hold it off until marriage, it's even better. You know, that's my goal. That's really my goal. Or at least until I find somebody that is well deserving and I just know. And I think that person will know as well. But that's just where I'm at, y'all. That's a decision that I'm making. And that's this where I'm going to follow suit with. You know, it is what it is. I'm looking forward to the weekend to come on to the next thing. I'm looking forward to the weekend coming up. I have nothing planned and I'm actually excited about it. I don't want to have anything planned because the last time I hollered at you guys about my weekend, I completely overbooked it, overlooked it, whatever you want to say, because I didn't write shit down. and I overplanned myself, and, you know, and I still had a great time, a great weekend, you know, did what I had to do. That's another story. Met some guys at the club. That's another thing that I was looking at, to where I was kind of like, yeah, to know. You know, that's a whole nother story that I'm probably not going to get into or share, because it's already passed. But I had a good time, and I just want to focus on having fun, being happy, doing things that do nothing but solely make me happy. I want to shift my focus and do things that I should be doing, things that I'm meant to do. I want to finish up some things that I set in place that I started a while ago that I didn't finish. And I just want to be the best person that I could be. And I want to be true to myself, and I want to be pure to myself, because at the end of the day, I love myself and I deserve it. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know. I really want you guys' opinion on that. Like, is a girl not celibate if she receives head or anything of that nature? I'm not trying to make that a big deal, but, you know, I'm learning, and I just want, you know, is that like a breach? Is it not a breach? I mean, what's up? Like, you know, holla at me. I didn't get that much, you know, concerned when I made it. And actually, you know, when I told one of my boys, he's like, yo, like, for real, like, shout out. I told you these niggas wasn't worth your time. You better than that. And I received it. Like, you know, nigga, you said that and you're right. You're absolutely right. Like, I ain't fucking with it. I'm just not fucking with it. So, and I feel so good about it. I feel very, very liberated in some sick way. And even though I wasn't like out here fucking a bunch of niggas, I was actually fucking with the one, still just not feeling no pressure, anything of that nature to do it. And just, you know, boundaries, man. Anywho, man, I'm finna go ahead and wrap this up. It's getting really, really late. I gotta work tomorrow. I'm tired. I just want to come on and have a random ass spaz real quick, per the usual. But all right, you guys, peace, love, and light. This is Spaz.